Not click babes.
Two amazing women.
They're seriously so funny.
Yeah, I guess you're okay.
Hey guys, and welcome back to season 3, episode 1 of Not Click Babes.
Hello, hello.
I'm Valerie. Okay. Starting off strong. Starting off strong. Anyways, if you don't know by now, I'm Valerie.
I'm Mercedes. Nice to reintroduce myself.
And this is Not Click Babes.
This is truly our podcast. Oh, I know.
Yeah, literally. How long has it been? Like 2 months since the last season? Genuinely.
Exactly 2 months. Listen, you have to give us, it's like every season you have to have, you know, when the show has a new season coming out, there's always a hiatus.
Yeah, there's always a little bit of a break, like calm down. Like even though there was a break, there was no break in our lives. The drama, work, the school never stopped.
The depression
just got stronger. But that was a good thing because that means we have content for you. So,
yeah.
A positive.
Yeah. Big positive.
Truly a positive. But I think we should kick it with. I hate that I said that. We should start
kick it with
our weekly vibe checks. Let's talk about our monthly or maybe 2 months.
Half a 2 month vibe check.
Vibe check. So we'll let you start, Mercedes, because I feel like I always start the vibe, and then you start it, and then we never get through it.
I know. Well, you always start it, and then I say something, and then you're like, oh wait, that reminds me of something, and then we go off into a tangent, and I just never get to finish.
And I will let you finish. You will be
thank
heard.
Thank you. Thank you. Overall, my 2 month vibe check. Nothing exciting, which I'm okay with because we're still in a pandemic. So, you know, just been working. I have a career change coming up. Plan on quitting my job, doing something new. Who knows? Who knows what I'm going to do? Because I don't. So if anyone has any suggestions.
Leave them in the comments down below.
Leave it down in the comments below what you think I should do. I know I have a face for radio. So I would love to get into the radio business. If any of you are DJs, you know, that's short, that in the biz, that's short for disc jockeys. If any of you are DJs.
Shut up. Is that really what it is?
Yeah.
DJs?
Are you Pharrell?
Okay, I don't want to act like I'm that dumb bitch, but I'm having my Trisha Paytas moment. DJs sounds for, yes. I'm sorry, who?
Who? Disc jockeys?
Shut the fuck up. This?
Yeah.
Disc jockey. Let me just tell something. DJs, you're thinking, I'm giving high energy. And then you, disc jockeys.
Yeah, it's like Jabberwockies, but less cool.
No, it's not even, like, cool. Like, it's not even, I wouldn't even say, like, it's literally garbage. Now I'm knowing why they don't even use the name. Disc
anyway,
jockeys.
back to my vibe check.
Sorry. I'm just trying to understand.
We'll have a vocab lesson later.
Oh my gosh.
After the podcast. Every week I should teach you a new word.
You should, disc jockeys. That sounds disc like jockeys. A donkey to me.
But overall, yeah, it's just been strictly vibing, trying to survive, getting ready for the holidays. Christmas especially, trying to do early shopping. Kind of bummed that Black Friday isn't in person because I'm one of those psychos that will go to a store at 6 a.m. and like wait in line. I just love the event of things. It's a lot of camaraderie, you know? But yeah, so fortunately my Black Friday will consist of me staying at home, and as should everybody else's. So
what? Isn't like Black Friday already started for like most places?
Yes, for like Target.
Well, like everywhere. I think even Best Buy, Walmart.
Okay, you know what, bitch? I'll have to look. I'll have to look.
You like have to look. I've been shopping already. Not for Black Friday deals, but I see them there.
Anyways, that's my vibe check. What's yours?
Let me just tell you guys something. It's literally these past, I don't know how many months, feels like a freaking decade, was a piece of shit. I would love to meet her outside and kick her ass. But I can't. But yeah, no, it's been a wild one. Work has been hell. It's just like this whole thing where I for a strict period, I felt like my work was shit, my love life was shit, my social life was shit, my mental health was shit, and family, like, in situations was just literally in the shitter. So it was just, like, really awful, but we're in a better place now.
Are we?
It's just a half a shit, not a full shit. But it's getting better. I've been shopping. I've been doing a lot of Christmas shopping. I showed Mercedes my Christmas tree. Can we get a view on the tree for all the for all the listeners watching at home?
Wow, look at that pan.
It's super cute, you guys. I do recommend it. The what?
Look at that pan. You know, like when you pan a camera. You don't pan a camera. Pan means like to move it.
Pan, panoramic view.
Yeah, like that.
I get the whole view. Yeah, no, but it's really cute. It's very Mean Girls. It's like a hot pink, white, gold, with like one of those like flocked Christmas trees. It's really cute. Oh, you know what else I did?
I feel like y'all can't hear me. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Because you can interrupt us. Okay.
All the listeners at home, can y'all hear Mercedes? Leave it down in the comments down below if you can hear
Mercedes. Can y'all hear me? Because that'll be interrupting me. So I'm glad you guys can hear me.
I'm so excited. To be back on the podcast.
I could tell.
No, I don't even remember, man. I don't know. I feel like I think I'm done.
Okay. I think she said her piece.
I said my piece. So much drama, you guys. Oh, you know what else? Let's talk about it. Going to say was I pre-ordered the new iPhone.
Oh, shut up. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I pre-ordered it. I haven't really told anybody yet because I just like, it's just something that hasn't really gone. It just hasn't really gone into my mind yet. But yeah, I pre-ordered it. It's not gonna come here till like literally Thanksgiving, so that's lit. So I'm still stuck with this phone. Literally, my phone. I cannot hear, like, if I'm talking like hello, I cannot hear anybody on it. I have to put you on speaker. I have to put you on speaker to be able to hear you. So it's been real ghetto. Yeah. So I need a new phone. So it was more of like a splurge, but it was also like I need a new phone because I need to be able to hear when people are talking to me.
What? Love how you could just talk and talk and talk and just talk. That's a good reason why we have a podcast, is it gives you that outlet to just talk.
Is it just talk? So let's just talk. Talk, talk, talk.
Oh, that's from which Teen Beach movie? The first one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. That's my favorite song in the movie. So when it became a TikTok, it kind of, I didn't understand the TikToks.
I'm not sure.
But that's why I was just like confused. But it's okay. I feel like I'm getting dumber and I don't know why. I just feel like I'm getting dumber. And I'm sorry. I'm not really sorry. I'm still in school. That's the thing though. It's like my mind should be expanding at this point, but it's just disintegrating,
especially
I guess.
Especially since you're using your brain quite often. It should still be intact, still be fresh and agile.
But I also do think it's because it's like 10 at night when like my brain's already shut off. So that's also what it could be as well. But I can't guarantee that because
I mean, you kind of sound the same for when I'm talking to you at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. No judgment, though. Did your teeth get whiter? Did they get whiter? I think they got whiter. Let me ask the listeners. Comment below if you think Val's teeth got whiter.
Let me know. And I can actually let us give us likes, 100,000 likes, and I will post my teeth whitening routine.
There we go. There we go. Give us 100 likes and I will post my ass. I'll just post my ass. Honestly, give me 10 likes. 10 likes and I'll do it. Maybe not even any likes if you just ask me.
Yeah, I'll just do it. Just ask. Ask and you shall receive.
It's all about taking that initiative, that first step. Mm-hmm. You can never know until you ask. You know,
truly
have you thought about that? You will literally never know until you ask. And I've kind of added that into my life. It's like, especially dating, I'm kind of over the whole like, oh, do they like me? Do they not? Like, just start asking. What's the worst thing they're going to say? No, they don't like you.
Yeah. Right. No one wants to hear that though.
Well, yeah, but at the end of the day, then if you know they don't like you, then they don't waste, you're not wasting your time anymore.
That's true. But how soon is soon to ask that question? Like, when is it a good point to be like, do you like me or not?
So you've been talking to someone for a couple months. Like, I've been talking to this guy since April. And
sorry, like, I made that face because, like, that's a long time.
Yeah, I've been talking to him since, like, April.
That's like, you guys should be engaged by now, in my mind.
I know. In 2020, we should be. We really should be. I'm trying to get married so I can split rent. Can someone please? Anyways, split these bills. Also for all the love and cherishment and shit. But anyways, yeah. And he likes me. Well, maybe I shouldn't put words in his mouth. That's weird to say, like, oh, he likes me. Like, he wants to take me out on a date. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Like, genuinely? I'm sorry. I'm just asking. Like, yeah. Genuinely, you like him?
Yeah. Well, here's my worry.
Okay.
I like a lot of people at the same time. You know, I like to use the term like, oh my God, I'm totally in love with this person. I'm not like in love. I use that lightly, although I shouldn't because it scares people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm in love with like 4 people at one time, all the time. So.
Well, is he like your favorite one?
Yeah. For sure. Top tier. He's a consistent one. If that makes sense.
Is it the one that you were telling me about?
Oh, huh?
The one that's been posted about. Like the one, I don't want to say names. I think the edible arrangement, like it wasn't the edible.
No, that's not him. Wow, that sounds fucked up. But that's not him.
So do I know about this one
on the podcast? Yeah, he was the guy that we actually, me and all these guys I went to high school with, we actually went to high school together.
And he didn't know who he was.
Well, that's with most of the men that approached me from high school. But it's funny because the guy that sent me the flowers is also from my high school. But the guy,
oh, so it's not the one that came to Flagstaff.
Yeah, no, not him. The one that did hacky sack. The one who was a hacky sacker.
Oh my gosh.
I posted about this in April. Because... Yeah. I'll send you photos.
Because I can't remember. I can only remember the other one.
If he ever listens to this podcast, I would like to sincerely apologize. That's why I'm not naming names. Like, that's weird to do. And obviously, Val's my best friend. So I'm going to send her photos of someone that I have a crush on. Duh. Stupid.
Lit. And then if you guys also want to see those photos, I won't send the whole photo, but I'll send you a picture of his hair. 10,000 likes, please. And then leave us in the comments down below of how many boys you're talking to.
Yeah, how many men you're in love with at one time. And which ones are your favorite?
Yeah, who's your favorite? Just leave their name down below.
Yeah, see? And so I wouldn't be wasting my time with him if I didn't know he liked me or not.
You know, oh, so when did you ask, though? Like, when, what was the month? So you talked in April. So when did you ask, do you like me?
Well, in April, for the months following that, I wasn't like, I don't know how to explain it. We would exchange tasteful photos. Okay. That's how most, you know, male-female relationships are at this age. So we would exchange tasteful photos. And then one day he was talking to me and he's like, I'd really like to take you out on a date. And then I was like, oh my God, I have like a crush on you. Ha ha ha. He was like, oh my God, yeah, I'd like to take you out on a date and like meet you in person. Nothing like sexual. Because I want to get to know you because you deserve it. And I was like, ah. This is me. I went, okay, ah. King. I said, okay, king behavior. But yeah. So I think he's really cool. At least worth a try. And if like we meet up in person and we have no chemistry, then oops. See guys, that's what you're supposed to do. We started talking in the middle of the pandemic and we haven't met up in person because there's still a pandemic. Still haven't. No, we still haven't.
That's interesting.
Crazy.
Interesting, well, you say that, because haven't you been on like other dates during the pandemic?
No. Have you?
Yeah, I've been on, oh my gosh, you guys, did I even mention it last season where I went on my first date?
No.
I went on my first date. I've been on how many dates now? I've you whore. Too well, actually. Went a little too well. but I've been on three dates. Like with three, I've been out with three different boys. I shouldn't say three dates because it's been more than that. But
I told you.
The same guy. With the same guys.
Well, yeah, once you like start dating, going out on dates, it's so easy, right? It's so easy.
Yeah, it is. It literally is so easy. But like, none of, so let me just like update you guys now. Am I talking to any of those men? No.
No.
Talking. They're not current. Not talking.
Comment down below if you thought she was. Anyways.
Let me know in the comments down below. But I am still, I'm talking to like other boys now, but it's like, it's just like really, let me just tell you guys something. It is really hard to like find, like, I feel like nobody, I don't know. Can I just say this? I think people, I don't know what it is, but I think people, when they see me, they just assume that I like just want to have sex with them. I don't know. That's just like the vibe I get. Like,
I'm not trying to be rude, but I don't think that's correct.
No, because I think that is correct. Because it's like every single boy that I have talked to, like that I actually went on a date with, like I literally, you guys, literally, like they would literally take me out on dates, be really cute and like sweet. But then it's like, they want to like fuck me, which is like not a big deal, but I think I don't know if I give off that vibe. They, I don't know, because it's like literally first date they want that, and I'm not saying like, oh, it's just because like whatever, blah, blah, but no, but I think it's the vibe that I give off just because of this past experience that I had where they were literally like, it was just about the sex, and I'm like, we literally didn't even have sex. So it's like that for me, which is like, I don't know if I give off that vibe maybe when we're talking that I only want to like hook up with them, like I don't want to date them, but I feel like I'm pretty clear when I tell them that like I want to date.
Wow. But,
you know,
90% of the men, 90% of the men that you will be going out with at this point in your lifetime just want to hit it and quit it.
I know, most, but I don't of want them do. That.
And I know just, you like, I know, but and I know you're pretty honest with them about,
but it's
like
they don't care.
Wanting it to be serious, if they don't say that back to you, then it's not serious.
Well, yeah, I know that, and that's why we're like not talking now.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's, see? Like, so it's like, and I get it, this ass fat, I get it, but it's like my heart fat too, so let's
wow, it's all that cholesterol, it's that heart disease. She got that checked out.
I will get it checked out, actually. Actually, oh, I had a doctor's appointment. And Queen did not attack me this time. Because remember the last time I went and she was literally like, are you sexually active? And I was like, no. And she was like, do you drink? And I was like, no. She's like, do you smoke? And I was like, no. She's like, then why are you here? And I was like, bitch, to get a checkup.
I don't know. You tell me. Damn. Don't charge me. Don't charge me. Period.
Just I'm like, are you literally not gonna check my knees? Like, you're not gonna check my ears, my eyes? Like, come on, Queen. So that, but she was very respectful this time. She wasn't hateful. Didn't ask me why I was there. So that was cool. For this time, but she doesn't want me to get blood work. So that was a little triggering for me. Scary. So that's a little update. But yeah, so I literally, like, I'm dating. Like, I'm talking to, like, different boys. Also, an ex is back in my life. I don't want to go too deep into that. I don't want to get juicy secrets. But comment down below which ex you think it is.
Ex number one, ex number two, or ex number three? No more details than that.
If you're my close friends, which ex do you think it is? Let me know down below. I want to see your opinions. But yeah. But I'm taking that thing, I'm taking it real slow. Like, we're just friends right now. Like, super friends. Like, nothing more than that. And then I'm talking to, like, two other boys. But it's, like, not that big a deal.
You should always have four men in your...
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. For sure. I noticed that now. I felt like... I was just, like, it just, like... It, I think everybody needs to have at least, like, 3 to 5 people that they're talking to at a time. And, like, nothing serious. Like, because in that way, if one, like, cuts it off, it's, like, you have four others. So it doesn't hurt you as much. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. You get that validation from somewhere else. That's why I have Tinder and Bumble.
And that's why you constantly keep looking, guys. You constantly keep looking. You constantly keep chatting. Never stop. You never stop. You keep doing. You keep doing. I always look for new guys every single day because you never know when these ones are gonna really just fail you.
They're gonna switch up.
When they're gonna switch up and they're gonna disappoint you. So yeah, but I feel like now for me, I was like the difference that it is just like I don't know. It's just not really any difference. But I'm talking to new boys. But it's also like I'm not going to put any pressure on anything. I told myself until the end of January to where maybe I'll be like, so do you like me or not? We've been talking for 3 months. Do you like me or not? That way I can just like, you know, be gone or at least drop him and then start talking to like two new boys. For every one you drop, get two more. That's my rule.
There you go. There you go.
But... But yeah, and let me tell you guys something. This journey to finding a decent man it's been a long one. I have talked to so many boys and gotten nowhere with so many boys.
Yeah, I'm not shocked. That's everyone. Did you expect to be married by now?
No, I didn't expect to be married by now, but I would expect to have at least one decent human being. Treat me with one ounce of respect.
No. Do you deserve it? No.
I do deserve it. This is a little random,
but I'm looking at my senior pictures and I definitely have a farmer's tan. It was nobody going to tell me that.
Nobody was going to tell you that. You should have tanned.
I should. I'm sorry. I'm in between my extracurriculars and my
part-time job. In between her farming. And going to classes.
Between my hoeing and my gardening, you know, take that as you will. Yeah.
Truly, take that as you will. It could go both ways.
Is this a good picture of me minus my fucking farmer's tan? Why don't you show me?
Like, turn the camera around. Can we get a pan on that for the viewers who are watching at home?
God, you learned one word and you don't stop using it.
Like, look at this. I can barely. Oh.
That's my titty. Sorry.
Full nude. I mean,
it's noticeable. It's something
very noticeable.
It's noticeable in certain light.
You also have like big titties. Like, I can't even focus on your farmer's tan because your titties are like so big.
I was so skinny, and that was because I had an eating disorder because my boyfriend broke up with me. Hear that, ladies? Don't ever develop an eating disorder because your boyfriend breaks up with you. Look how skinny and pretty and glowing I was, despite being in the worst photo.
Oh my god, you despite look being so pretty.
Most depressive episode. I was so gorgeous.
So pretty. You're still gorgeous, bitch. And if you ever do say that again, I'm going to freaking ratatata your ass. And you can't send any ass photos.
I know. I don't send ass photos anymore. I used to have an ass.
Anymore. Not only on OnlyFans. If you want her OnlyFans, it's Mercedes.
Updates. Some updates in my life. Okay. Little rundown. I know I did a vibe check, but the more we talk, the more I realize that there's things that we haven't brought up because we haven't done this for 2 months.
Can I just say something really quick? Can I interrupt you for really quick?
Oh my god.
What do you think of this boy?
Girl, lift it up a bit. I cannot wait. He kind of looks like my ex-boyfriend, but like not a rapist.
Don't ever say that.
Wait. Tell me. Send another photo. He's like cute. He's cute.
He's really cute.
Does he listen to the podcast?
He's my favorite.
Shout out to the boy.
Tell he's him my favorite right now.
Send him my senior photo.
He hasn't even taken me
and
out.
And ask him what he used to be. Because we're in a pandemic.
I literally send him pictures of me with no makeup on. Doesn't say anything. I'm like, all right.
I can't tell you're not wearing makeup.
Are you freaking kidding me? I can tell. Like, I
obviously
like
you
so
can tell. Yeah, you're so pretty. Que preciosa, que preciosa.
You're so sweet, I can't. But continue with your OnlyFans.
Okay.
Oh, also, don't forget to let us know the link to so we can subscribe.
Right. At Big Booty Thick Milky Titties. Yes. I know it's kind of long. But all the I's in that username, they're ones. So.
Oh.
Anyways. So, this has been a very interesting 2 months. I am very active on TikTok. Like, I love, you know, TikTok, love going through them. I send Val like 30 of them a night and she never watches them. Anyways.
I'm sorry. So, it's just because I'm dead. I am dead.
I'm alive, but I'm dead. Anyways.
That's me.
Yeah, no, I get that. So, I'm scrolling through TikTok and then I see this guy. I'm like, oh, he's kind of cute. Like, okay, he's kind of going on. And then I go to his profile. And keep in mind, he does like comedy videos. I don't want to say comedy. Like, he just makes stupid little jokes, as most TikTokers do. Mm-hmm. So he's making his little jokes, and I go to his profile, and he has an OnlyFans. And I was like, I need to see all of him.
Because I'm so curious.
I subscribed for... Oh, shit. That reminds me. I have to cancel it. I subscribed for a month. Because I was so fucking curious as to, like, what he looked like. And, you know, curiosity did not kill the cat.
I saw it all.
I've seen his asshole. I've seen his...
Shut the fuck
his
up.
Genitals.
All of it? How much did you spend?
It was, like, $8. Or was it 12?
$8. Come on, guys. That's a deal.
Or was it 12? Yeah, I just saw all of it. And I was like, oh my god. I was stressed. But I love how before you buy a subscription, it tells you, like, this will show up as OnlyFans on your credit card statement.
Oh, so they don't even, like, try and hide it?
No. I mean, OnlyFans isn't just for sex stuff. But it's mostly used for sex stuff, so.
Oh, 100%, but okay, so anyways, let's talk about it. If you were to do an OnlyFans, are you posting nudes, yes or no?
Yes, without a doubt.
Like, is it just going to be full? Is it going to be like a once a month special, or like what you're going to be known for?
What else would I post about?
Well, you could
my day?
You could charge $50 per tit. Mercedes.
Well, that's my thing. So here's what I'm thinking. Okay. Because some people just, like, for $13 a month, they just give it all. And I'm like, oof, that's a little rough. I think with men, it's a little bit harder, you know, to push and pull with what you can show. But if it were me, I think I would do, like, really tasteful, erotic-looking photos, but, like, not fully nude. And then you can do, like, custom orders. So like you, someone could ask like, I want to see a milky titty, and then you send them that.
A milky titty. Yeah.
A milky, and for each tit, it's $50. So like you can do that. A lot of the men that are on there, women, a lot of their money comes from like custom orders. So, and God. Some the guy that I followed, he does like body rates or something, or he'll like talk dirty to you if you like give him his name. You pay him like $10 and he'll send you a video of him complimenting you. And I was like, honestly, I could use some compliments, but I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it.
Yet,
until I get bored. But yeah, so that was my OnlyFans adventure. I was scared. But then on my more romantic adventure in life, I finally did it. I bought a soulmate reading from a tarot card reader. And it was crazy. It was so in-depth. Now I know why it took a month to get, because it was so in-depth. She essentially was telling me like who my soulmate would be. Not specifically like this person, you're going to meet him on this day. But she was detailed about like his personality, how we would get along, his zodiac, his height. Like essentially he'd be 5'9", brown hair, brown eyes.
And I truthfully, at that description, I was like, Nikki.
You know how many Nikki's 5'8", so don't get... Oh, wait, they could be talking about Nikki. Drama. No, because while I was... So yeah, 5'9", medium build, pretty muscular, I guess. Pretty lean, I guess, is how she described him. And it can't be Nikki because it said the zodiac signs she saw it as were Leo, Libra, or Aquarius. And Nikki's a Pisces, so nice try. But yeah, and essentially like he wants to be financially stable. He'll be my number one fan. And I got emotional. And she even said like his name will either start with these three letters. I'm not going to spoil it because if any supposed love interests are listening right now, you know, I'm open to all love. I'm open to people in my life. You know? I'm not going to, just because you're not my soulmate, I'm not going to write you off. You know, I get bored. So, you know, maybe it could take a couple people before we find our soulmates. So, yeah. And then while I was waiting for that one, I got another one from this guy on Etsy as well, where he essentially told me when I would meet my soulmate. And he said, like, hopefully in the next 6 months. So on the day that the 6 month ends, I will message him if I do not meet my soulmate. And I will be
Well, because here's pissed. The thing. Maybe you met your soulmate, but you guys aren't together at that six months.
He said that it was someone that I've never met.
Oh.
Like, my soulmate is, I've yet to meet them. They're not someone that's currently in my life. So... yeah, it's crazy. It's pretty crazy.
Speaking of Etsy.
That's what I've been doing. Yeah, what about Etsy?
I found this couple on TikTok that has Etsy that makes pop sockets, but they're Disney pop sockets. And you know those? Probably not. This is only for my Disney fans. I'm sorry, Mercedes.
For all you Disney adults.
You probably aren't like as deep into it, but there's like these really cute Disney ears that they came out with. One of them is Minnie, one of them is Mickey, and they're shaped like Gingerbread Man, and it's super cute. So they literally did a pop socket shaped like that. So like it's the Mickey or you can get the Minnie. $30. I almost bought it yesterday night, and I'm gonna buy it.
Okay.
I'm just like, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna make it a stocking stuffer for myself. But it's like $30. And I was like, a pop socket's only $10.
Yeah. Make your own, bitch. I'll make one for you.
They were so cute. I was like, I'm going to spend that $30. And I was like, I can make it five cute? More. Yeah, I think you can make it cute. Make me one.
Okay.
For free.
Okay. Why would I charge you? I'm insulted that you insinuated that I would ever charge you.
Because I know you're like a successful businesswoman.
I know I am. I'm a boss babe, a hashtag girl boss. Hashtag she believed she could, so she did.
All ones.
Oh, isn't all that gnarly? Yeah. In so all O's and zeros.
All, yeah. Ooh, I'm sorry, what did you say? All
O's or zeros.
Oh my god. Oh, I love it. God. I love it. Also, you guys, follow my Finsta.
Oh, now she wants followers.
No, I don't. Try and find... Actually, guys, I'm going to give you a little challenge. Try and find my Finsta and then add me and then let us know in the comments down below what my username is and I'll let you know if you're correct or not. But I'll privately DM you that and then delete the message after you've opened it. A little fun game for the viewers. A little... A little hide and seek.
Grow the fuck up.
Sorry, and whoever. Okay, this doesn't count for people who already have my Finsta. If you already have my Finsta, you can't participate. But I will give you a $5 Starbucks gift card with one penny left.
It's so specific.
So if you are interested, which I know everybody is, let us know in the comments down below what my Finsta is and you can get that 1 cent Starbucks gift card.
Come on, guys, don't you really want that 1 cent Starbucks gift card? I know I do, but unfortunately I know her Finsta, so I can't participate.
She can't participate,
otherwise I would.
All right, but let us know in the comments down below what you guys think. What do you think it is? And then also comment in the comments down below, what's your Finsta? Let us know.
Let's follow it. We'll make a separate dot clickbabes Finsta so we can follow all.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
If you post racist content, we will expose you though.
We will just expose. So you know. We will expose.
We don't support racists. Oh my god.
My, like, ear is, like, on fire.
Oh, my God. You know what that is?
What?
Herpes. Herpes.
Herpes? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I haven't even kissed a boy in, like, months. That's a lie, actually. That is a lie.
You whore. You
but it's felt like it.
Trollop.
Probably fucking for, like, a month. Trollop. Maybe less than a month.
Grow up.
Grow up.
Don't call me. Don't come by my house.
Don't come by my house. We're done.
We're done.
I loved I Won't Be Good. Somebody please tell me. Please tell me that Greg Heffley does not look like my cousin Julian. Tell me.
Just say yes, he does.
Leave it list on the comments down below. Although most of you have never seen Julian, but you can take my word for it.
For sure. I agree. Overall, like, who do you think we would be in Diary of a Wimpy Kid? I need to know.
I think I would obviously.
Okay.
Sorry, I have to think about this. This is serious. I think I would be Rowley, and I mean, I guess you could be Greg.
I guess you could, bitch. I am. I am being part of her energy. I'm just kidding. No, I.
You could be Josh.
Fuck you, that grumbling
one-two
punch motherfucker. He's the little brother.
Joshy is that famous singer that Rowley is obsessed with, and then he's like from whatever, and then he comes back, and then like all the kids like love him too. So like, fuck you, because I was literally trying to have you be a superstar, like the one I know that you are. Okay, but you clearly don't want to take that.
No, fucking I don't.
Bitch.
I
want. But yes, I guess it'd be Greg, boring old Greg.
Bitch, you wish you had this main character energy.
I'm for sure, Rowley.
If y'all remember my Gmail password, please reach out. Please advise.
Let us know in the comments down below.
Comments. Where's my fucking pass word?
Oh, also, I work Monday through Saturday now, guys. So if I don't answer your text messages, give me a fucking break, okay?
That's crazy because, like, nobody was texting you.
Everybody's texting me.
No. I mean, my phone is pretty dry. My biggest pet peeve is when I get texts from people at work. And that's why I'm quitting. I'm just kidding. Like, don't call me.
That's why
don't you're come quitting. By my house.
Don't call me. Don't come by my house. We're done.
Yeah, so
that line
I hate
truly changed cinema history.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is one movie that you think changed cinema forever? Like, just change the blueprint of how movies should be made. Take your time.
That's a really hard question. You can go first because I feel like you know.
I would say it's between La La Land and Hot Rod.
They're just good. Never stop.
No, no, you're crazy. Pop star never stop popping. Stop stopping.
That movie's so good. I've never seen Hot Rod, and I really should.
Classic. So good. Like I said, if you love Pop Star Never Stop Stopping, you would love Hot Rod. Sorry, I had to choke. It's not the Rona.
Oh my gosh, speaking of Rona.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how like a few months back, how like we had an outbreak at my work, like somebody at my office had the COVID. Well, two more bitches caught it. And I'm literally like stressed. I mean, it wasn't on my property, which like thank God, which it never hits my property because I'm in excellent health condition. But it's just like still like the fact that like it's happening, like it's so close to me yet so far away, yet literally triggers me because I'll be working Monday through Saturday and it's like I'm talking to all these people every single day and some people like to come in with no mask, which I don't understand why you're not wearing your mask. Yeah, I know, and we do. We literally even say, would you like a mask? And then they play that, oh my gosh, I forgot my mask. Like, bitch, you really thought?
I'd be like, you literally see me wearing one. So then literally. You should remember.
And sometimes I want to be like, you know, there's a COVID outbreak here, so you may want to put on your mask. But I don't because I don't want to get in trouble, but sometimes I really want to say that. Like, I really want to say that. I'm going to be like, this company, we have COVID, so put
your mask on. We're actually patient zero, so.
It actually started here, so put your mask on.
Period.
It's been, like, so crazy. And then, like, our washer, like, the dryer wasn't drying clothes.
What? At your house?
At my house. And then my dad told me today, he was like, Val, it like works, but like we have to use like the opposite side. And I was just like, what are you talking about? What? So he showed me today because literally
it doesn't work.
It works. And I was just like, why is it every time that I put my clothes in there, they don't dry? But when my dad and my mom does it, it's like fully dried.
Because
my dad was like, you have to do it the opposite. Legit. He was like, you have to do it the opposite side. So I was like, all right, King.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
I can't believe we did not address this.
What?
It has been exactly a year since we started this podcast.
Shut the
Today,
fuck up.
Are you dead ass? This day.
Are you dead ass?
Dead ass?
I didn't get a Snapchat memory.
Oh, shit. Maybe
I didn't get a Snapchat memory.
Well, because we didn't take a picture of it.
I don't kill myself.
I know, you think we would have photographed that monumental moment, but all we have is our memories. As Maroon 5 said, memories.
Bring back memories. I actually do not like that song.
Yeah, nobody does.
Oh, guys, also, shut up. Also, big hits, because you know what? It may have been was it really a year since we did the podcast?
It's really been a year, yeah.
It's really been a year. Mercedes. Mm-hmm. If I could hold your hand right now, I would. This is me imagining.
We're holding hands. I'm holding your hand.
This is us just holding hands. I'm giving you, I'm touching your hand right now, just staring at you like this.
I feel it.
Mems, babes.
Mems. All those mems.
They're mems.
Absolutely.
I can't believe it's been a whole year since we've done this podcast. Mm-hmm. And we started season 3. 3 is my lucky number.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not shocked. I am not shocked.
It's just like the vibes. It's like the energy. Like the universe is just like coming all together.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming together.
Oh, wow. We are incredible. We are women in STEM. Women.
The fact that you would STEM. Even say that to me emotionally.
We are. Yeah. Let's reflect.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I have 3 questions.
Okay.
So, what was your favorite part of the podcast so far? What advice would you give us from the beginning before we started the podcast, or when we started the podcast? And what do you look forward to in the future of this podcast?
Oh my goodness. Good question. I'll go first.
What am I, a Vogue interview?
So good questions.
Okay.
So my favorite part of the podcast. I'm holding your hand. Holding your hand right now.
Oh, holding hands. Yes. I almost forgot.
Doing it with you.
Oh my God. Get a room.
We will after this. It's already booked, babe.
Oh my God.
No, but I love it. I love, because I feel like our energy, I feel like when I'm with you, my whole mood changes. You know what I mean?
Are these wedding vows? Are we getting married right now? I'm an ordained minister. We could easily make this happen.
Go look outside your door. The ring was just dropped off.
A dove dropped it off.
No, but really, I feel like it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me that literally, from where we started in our, friendship to meeting literally, at recruitment, going into being fam, to being BFFs, sisters, going into making a podcast. It's just crazy to me to, reflect back. Because I feel like I truly feel like you were meant to be in my life. Because you're another part of me. And I know that sounds crazy, but I feel like you are another part of me.
Truly, truly, I agree. No, yeah, I am. And kind of with the soulmate reading, it also explained that there's a thing called twin flames, which is essentially a relationship you have with someone that is so indescribable, but you're essentially on the same wavelength. And that's how I describe my relationship with you. We just always have the same thought. And it's scary because I have one brain cell and you have one brain cell. So there's only so much energy that can exert between the both of us. But the fact that we can still share that one brain cell energy. Yeah, it is. Yeah, no, I agree wholeheartedly. And we're not very, emotional, sentimental people
We are not people.
I would not hug you. I would refuse to hug you.
The only time we hug is if it's, we know we're not going to see each other for a while, but, we really don't want to, but we're going to do it because we feel we have to.
I'm I guess I should hug her. But, yeah, I agree. We just have such similar... I don't even know how to describe it. Yeah, someone I've never been in a bad mood around.
Mm-hmm.
We could both be unhappy. I could have the worst day ever, but I would never take it out on you. And I know you would never take your bad mood out on me. And I think that's a superior relationship.
That is a superior relationship. Yeah. I feel but even though if we're in a bad mood, when we're together, we completely
Oh, it's gone. It's gone.
Depression, never heard of it.
Never heard of it, literally. And that's what I miss, like, us going to school together, because we would hang out, like, every day.
I know.
So it was so easy. It was so easy for me to, like, not get in a depressive episode. Mm-hmm. Or it was easy for me to not feel like shit, because I could feel like shit, and then you'd be like, oh, do you want to hang out? I'd be like, on my way. Let's do
on
it.
On my way. Or levitating there.
Levitating. I'm out of body, projecting, astral projecting my way there. But, yeah. Anyways. Next question.
Advice that I'd give to us. You know what? This is the main piece of advice, and I'm going to take it back a little bit. But one piece of advice I would give is to make sure you have two microphones.
Yes. Let's work out the logistics first, okay?
Really work out the logistics, because we were Elton John and Kiki D-ing it in there, mm-hmm. and... But you know what? As we did it, first of all, we need to put more research in. We should have done more research, been like, we should get these mics and been set up, because it was a wild time, but it was fun. It was fun. I think also, like, I feel like as we got into, like, the podcast, we were more, like, loose. Like, we were more, like, we were just more, like,
a horse.
It wasn't, like, planned. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, like, we were trying to make, like, these things. Like, it was more, like, relaxed and, like, it's disorganized, but I feel like the audience loved it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, because this is something that you listen to and it literally takes your mind off of everything else that's going on in your life.
It's just, I think that's what I like. It's just a conversation. Mm-hmm. We're just having a conversation. It's not like we're debating anything. It's not like we're trying to solve a mystery. We're not explaining a story. We're literally just talking to each other about each other's lives. And that's personally, those are the podcasts I like to listen to, because then I feel like I'm in the conversation. Yeah. I feel like I'm part of that friend group and I'm in the conversation. And to be honest, what person wouldn't want to be a part of our friend group?
That's what I'm saying. If you would like to be part of our friend group, leave it down in the comments down below and send us your resume and we'll get back
to you.
Send
us a headshot as well.
Oh, headshot.
Because we
If you've been on Broadway, that's very important. If you've been on Broadway or not, you have to let us know. Or if you've what was their name for Heathers with a production company?
A fame production.
Or if you've gone to a fame production. If you have not gone to a fame production, please let us know.
Don't talk to me.
Do not talk to us. Don't even submit the resume.
People can say all they want that they've never seen Two Pretty Best Friends, but I think we're an exception to that rule.
We are an exception.
Or we're just two ugly best friends.
I mean, I'll take it.
I'll take either. But it's not one or the other. It's not one or the other. Mm-mm.
But what advice would you give us? Little Mercedes.
Well, you have to answer the last question, which you look forward to in the future.
I look forward to having many more comical episodes with you by my side. Hopefully in the same room again. And not, you know, 1,000 miles away. But hopefully we'll be able to share more shared experiences with each other. That's what I look forward to. I look forward to us finally making it big time, baby. We're talking posters. We're talking ads. We're talking sponsors, baby.
Sweatshirts. Merch.
Sweatshirts.
Merch.
Stickers. Okay? Stickers.
Billboards. Co-hosting, being guests on others.
Actually bringing guests on, because we've been saying that for 3 seasons. Actually getting a guest.
Yeah, I agree. I feel that. I think I can't remember my fucking questions. Oh, what was my favorite part? Okay. Yeah, I think my favorite part was just like recording these, because every time I record one, I don't feel like it's work. Granted, we have to like put time aside because, you know, we're both really busy and I have to make sure I don't fall asleep till 11:30 p.m. and then wake up. But I make sure my computer doesn't pass out on me. Like Val says, I have to build my computer every time I do this.
Build it from scratch.
Build everything. Just recording it, because it's like a weight off my shoulder. I feel like it's a weight off your shoulder. Just to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Plus, we're able to catch up. Like,
yeah,
we don't really talk about anything crazy that happens. We should, but like,
we should.
That story you told me before we started the podcast.
That's for the OnlyFans. That's for the OnlyFans. Oh,
subscribe. Big milky titties. All the eyes are ones.
Ones.
But just, yeah, just being able to talk to my best friend and record it and have people listen if they want to listen. I think that's been my favorite part so far. The advice I would give ourselves, definitely do more research.
Yeah.
But also, just, we should have just done it when we wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it for so long and then finally we did it. And just like getting over that hunch. I'm going to tell y'all right now, this is about to be inspirational. Everyone always asks like, oh my God, how'd you start the podcast? Like, how was it this? It's really not hard. You just need to get a microphone and like a subscription service that puts your podcast places. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're like us two bitches where we just talk about whatever we want.
Yeah.
I think just like getting over that fear of starting it and obviously doing more research on the logistics of it, because we also recorded our first episode and then it didn't fully.
Oh,
we didn't have the full hour. And I remember Val and I were sitting at Starbucks. We were like, oh my God, we did it. We're boss babes. And then I'm playing the recording and it's only 16 minutes. And I was like, what the
fuck? And we had to go back to the library.
Because we used to record these in the library. I don't know if any of you knew. Our university had like free recording software that was like legit for music producers and shit. But you know, we're talented artists as well. So we felt that was there for us. So we would use that and we would use the computers there. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure we like uploaded the podcast while we were there so that we didn't lose anything like we did when we first did the first ever episode. And then I remember like next day we were at that Chinese restaurant or whatever, and you were like, oh my God, our podcast is uploaded to Spotify.
Oh my God.
And I was like, bitch. Oh no, it was before we did the podcast, and then you found the subscription service that would let us post it to Spotify. That was really cool. Yeah, just like piece of advice is just getting the logistics of it and starting it when we wanted to start it, as opposed to drawing it out for so long. And then what I'm excited for the future is like what Val said, merch. Just having more listeners. Like, I would love, like, I want to wear something with my face on it. Actually, that's kind of tacky.
But like, I love it. Face. It's who we are. It's our brand.
It's exactly, we're tacky. Exactly. Yeah, I think like having more people listen in, and not even from like a, ooh, I want to blow up and then pretend I don't know nobody. Do you know that quote?
No.
One day I plan to blow up and pretend I don't know nobody. I. No. It's like, it's like a, who is it? That rapper?
Oh, is it that?
Oh, Riff Raff. Riff Raff.
Yes. I feel that vibe off of that.
And then pretend I don't know nobody. I know some shark. It's so gross. But just so like more people can experience.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I want to be able to have someone say like, yeah, this podcast makes me feel less alone. That's so stupid to say. That's such a stretch. But like, someone that's like, oh my God, I think the same exact thing and no one's ever said it out loud.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But other than that, it's been a crazy year. Can you believe a crazy year?
I can't even believe it's gonna be Thanksgiving next week.
Ugh. Don't remind me.
Oh, and then my birthday. Our birthday.
Yeah. Oh my God, should we do something?
I feel like we should do something. What should we do? Should we do something for the podcast? Should we do something just like us?
I literally don't know. Well, you have work and I have work. I mean, I can get work off because I don't know about you. I'm salary. So.
I know. I'm literally going to be like, I can't come in. I broke my foot.
Do it. Say you're exposed to COVID.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Say you have scoliosis.
Scoliosis?
I can't come in. My scoliosis is acting up.
They wouldn't believe me. Haters.
But yeah. That's a crazy. Crazy. What a crazy year. I'm Megan Thee Stallion. Okay.
You're what?
Who? Anyways.
Anyways. Yeah,
this has been nutty. Three whole seasons.
It's been nutty, you guys. Three seasons. Our first episode of season three. And it won't be our last. We clearly are not going to do a baker's dozen. I'm still trying to get with that production with the big boss. But
we have to talk to the production team, you know. Talk to some assistants. Yeah. Maybe we'll talk to your people.
Yeah. Talking to our contracts, you know.
This is actually a whole facade. This Val and I's friendship is a whole facade. We were actually separately contracted through some guy, our producer, our mutual producer who owns this recording company, this mm-hmm. studio company. I don't know this bitch. I literally don't know this bitch. We're following a script right now. This is me going off script.
And the reason why we took that long of a hiatus was because our contracts weren't right. That's why. That's the real reason.
We were renegotiating.
We finally got it right, and now we're back on the mic.
You're about to have a different clickbait. A different clickbait was about to come in here and replace us. Like, if this was fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. About to just replace the main character like it didn't happen and pretend it didn't happen. So, just kidding. Could you imagine meaning that much? Like, being worth that much? Like, worth the contract? Do you imagine?
No, I can't.
I don't know that sometimes. Like, your presence is worth money in a contract?
Not yet. Can't relate. We're not there yet. We're small time. And then we're going big time, baby.
And we're going to pretend like we don't know nobody.
Exactly. Nyang, 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 nyang.
Yeah. It's gross.
Oh, my goodness. You guys.
What? Oh, we have to do our marks and recs.
Marks and recs. You go first.
Okay. So, during this 2-month hiatus, I finished Schitt's Creek. I was so against watching it because, like, my dad kept recommending it. He's like, it's so funny. And anything my dad recommends or says is funny, I try not to believe him because he also full belly laughs at ridiculousness. And that's not funny. But Schitt's Creek, I watched it. I laughed. What?
Ridiculousness isn't funny. That's not funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny. I'm sorry. I'm like, ooh, they farted when they fell. It's ha ha ha. Anyways, Schitt's Creek, definitely laughed. Definitely cried. It was really, really good. I also finished Broad City. I finished Broad City. Highly recommend. And what else? I also recommend getting a month subscription to your favorite TikToker's OnlyFans. Those are my marks and recs, pretty much. What about you, Val?
Me marks and me recs. I have no idea, you guys.
What is that accent?
Mox and Rex. You know what? Guys, I didn't get to mention this earlier before, but I finally became a rogue member at Sephora. I am the top tier baby at Sephora. So what I do recommend, though, because we're talking about Sephora, is take advantage of their like value gift sets, because let me just tell you, the deals are incredible, you guys. I literally got something that should have been worth way more. Like, I was just trying to get like a body lotion, and usually that body lotion is just $45, but they had this whole ass kit where it came with the full size body lotion, a full size spray, their chapstick, and ladies and gentlemen, freaking travel size body wash for $68 for all of that, when literally I could have just bought the like lotion for $45. So I literally got all this other stuff for like $20 more. So like full size, babes, full size. So like definitely take advantage of it. Look at it. If you're looking for Christmas stuff, like it's a great way to do it. They got for everything, babes. They got for everything, babes. But speaking of what I got, the lotion I was talking about, it is the the Sol de Janeiro lotion. Changed my life. Okay, that's the best lotion I've ever seen in my life.
I love Brazil.
I love Brazil. I love the people. But yeah, so I definitely recommend getting it. The lotion smells incredible. The body like mist smells incredible. The shampoo and conditioner, incredible, you guys. Truly incredible. I recommend it. I also recommend my Moxin Rex. I love the My Burberry Blush fragrance. I think it's like $90 for a bottle, so I just got the roll-on for $30. But it's my favorite fragrance, so I would recommend that as well. Oh, and then please watch the third season of Dynasty on Netflix. If you haven't seen the first or the second, please watch the first or second. But the third season of Dynasty, guys, it's out on Netflix. Go watch it. It's my favorite show. I love it. Oh, and anything on the Food Network right now, like the Holiday Baking Championship, Christmas Cookie Championship, all of it. Go watch it. Feel good. Live life. Feel free. And then also one last thing, I promise. Walmart has some incredible like ornament sets. I got this ornament set for like I think like $35. It came with like 50 ornaments, all so pretty. Literally the best money I've ever spent, because I bought a Christmas tree for my house and then I bought a Christmas tree for my room. And you guys, the ornaments on here are truly incredible. So that's what I recommend for right now. Next week be a whole different ball game. If there's
I love how you were like, I don't have any Rex. Oh, this is hard. And you had a whole 10-page list of all these Rex.
I know, because I look around my room and I'm like, oh, I should talk about this.
See, it takes a little bit of creativity. It's not that hard. You just have to really dig down deep.
I just have to look around and realize that, yeah, there is a lot of shit that I'm doing, and then it leads somewhere else. But watch Dynasty, please. And leave me down in the comments down below what you thought of that finale.
I didn't think anything of it. How about you start watching Schitt's Creek? Just kidding.
I wanted to, but I just also like, I just like have not like gotten the time. I just like have not. I will watch it eventually. I see all the TikTok thingies and I'm like, this shit's funny.
This Schitt's Creek is funny.
Schitt's Creek's funny. But anyways, you guys, I know you don't want it to end, but we have to let it end. But I hope you have an incredible week. You might hear us next week. You might. And if you don't, we might be crazy and actually post on time.
Yeah, I don't know. Perhaps. Who knows?
Maybe. I wouldn't get too hoped on it. Maybe we'll do a birthday special. I don't know. But we love you, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. We really do appreciate it. And we love you all. Thank you so much for the support. And you'll hear us in the next one.
Yeah.
Or not.
Thanks for thanks for a year of listening. We appreciate it.
Yes, a whole year, you guys. All because of you guys. Well, mainly me and Mercedes, but you guys too.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening. And like Val said, we'll catch you in the next one.